Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
So sweetly abides within, there at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name, sing chorus now. Glory to his name, yes, glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied.
Over. survive. Amen. Amen. To come through alive when it's sure like I couldn't win. Jesus is with me. So I'm going to claim that victory. Amen. Over and over and over again. That's good. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good, wasn't it? Amen. Sing this. God is so good. Sing it.
God is so
here. Amen. I feel him today, aren't you? Aren't you glad that we're standing in his presence? Amen. We're standing on holy ground. My grandmother always used to tell us we'd get in church and kids be playing around, or you know how kids do, and they'd just be around there. She'd stop us. She said, you know where you're at? We're like, we're at church. She said, no, you're on holy ground. She said, take your shoes off. And my grandmother was that's the way she was. She said, take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. She said, it was good for Moses. It's good for you. Take your shoes off. So my grandmother would make us take our shoes off. We'd all be kids running, you know, stand up there. And she was trying to teach us something. Trying to teach us about the presence of God. She was a great godly woman. Trying to teach us about the presence of God. Where we are at. I don't matter where we're at, I'm glad that when we get along with God, we're in his presence. Amen. I love him today. I love this song.
This tug of war in struggle for the answers that I need. But then I come into your presence, and all my questions become clear. And for that sacred moment, no doubt can enter.
Been a wonderful day around Westside Baptist Church today. God manifested himself this morning in the pulpit, and how wonderful it was to hear that message that Brother Alton preached this morning. I'm just glad to know God's on the throne tonight. In the presence. Now, if you didn't feel something tonight, I want to tell you, we'd love to pray with you tonight that you'd get your feeler back in order with God. I'm going to be brief. Brother Alton Sr. chuckled over there. But I'll tell you what, I'm rejoicing in my heart. If you will turn with me to the book of Psalms, I'm going to just be very brief because we've been praising God here tonight. You know that's what He wants of His children. Doesn't it make you good, feel good when your kids come around, come home? When you have fellowship with your children and when the little ones was at home and how they'd come running up and hug you, grab daddy around the knees and of course, I never had any little girls, but the boys would always say to you, "I love you, Daddy." That really would make my day. Well, don't you know when we tell the Lord that we love Him, don't you know heaven smiles? I'm just going to cover some of the last chapters of the book of Psalms. Now, when I say the last chapters, I'm not talking about the entire chapter of the book of Psalms. Because I'm not like Pharaoh. I will let our people go. In chapter number 146, the great psalmist opens up with, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." But he goes one step further and he says, "Oh my soul." Now here tonight, may I say that our soul is blessed. We're saved and our soul is heaven bound. But I want to tell you, we can have some heavenly experiences here on the way toward heaven. He says, "While I live," listen very carefully, this is the psalmist, the great psalmist David says, "While I live, will I praise the Lord, Jehovah God. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." Notice what he's simply saying. He's just simply saying, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to give praises to the Lord. I trust every one of us here tonight can say that as long as we have breath to breathe, we're going to praise the Lord. On my deathbed, and I don't know when it'll happen, I'm not planning any time soon, but on my deathbed or whatever, I pray that I will be able to praise the Lord as I begin to draw my last breath and as I begin to leave this earthly plane. If not, I tell you what, if I go up in the rapture, I'm sure going to be praising the Lord. Now, by the way, if you folk don't like shouting, if it bothers you about shouting, don't get up beside me going to heaven. You will have a nervous breakdown before you get there. It says in chapter 147, it's verse number 1, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and the praise is comely." Moving on to the chapter 148, "Praise ye the Lord." I think David is trying to teach us something. I think he's simply saying, church, let's praise the Lord. It says, "Praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights." Well, now he's talking about the heavenly host. In the presence of the Lord, the Bible teaches us that there's praise going on continuously around the throne of God. Holy, 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 constantly, because you see they're acknowledging who He is and His character and what His position is. He's God, and He's holy, and He's holy, and He's holy tonight. Now I trust He's holy in your life. If you don't know this Jesus, as I look over the congregation, it seems like everybody here tonight is saved. But you know something, Brother Alton, or myself, or Brother Senior, or these other preachers, we don't know your heart. We can't see your heart. We can be fruit inspectors, but we don't know whether you're really saved or not. But I want to tell you something. You know, and heaven knows. That's why it's so important that we know that we know that we know that we're saved tonight, because you see, we're not promised we're going to be here tomorrow. Well, I don't know how much longer I'll be here. I hope I'm here long enough for Miss Mill to take care of me. But I don't know that I'll be here that long. But I guarantee you, when they roll my casket down this aisle and y'all go around and say, "Oh, how good he looks. Painted up with all kind of makeup, paint, all that kind of, oh, he looks good. Don't he look so nice and natural?" Yeah, hypocrites. But I want to tell you, regardless, when you see me in that casket, remember this is one thing. This is a shell, because I'm going to be there in the presence of the Lord, in the presence of Jehovah. Oh, I love that song. I appreciate so much, William, you singing that song tonight. In the presence of the Lord. I feel that we are in the presence of God. When I was sitting there, I was trying to think of these little thoughts I'd be saying here from the Word of God, but I just couldn't get away. I couldn't get away from the worship. I couldn't get away from the ambience, the surrounding, the feeling of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit moved across this congregation. You see, that's a great, wonderful experience. I trust that you know this Jesus tonight. But if you don't, you can before the night's over. As we look and we sing and we said, "Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the height," then go to 149. "Praise ye the Lord, sing unto him a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints." Now, how in the world are you going to praise him in the congregation of the saints? We're praising him tonight in this congregation. But I'll tell you what, there's a congregation of saints somewhere else. I've got one over there. Mildred's got one over there. All of us have ones over there. Can you just imagine? Oh, think about it. Can you only imagine how they are praising the Lord continuously, day and night? Just praise the Lord. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to know that you're saved tonight. "Sing a song and a new song, and his praise to the congregation of the saints." Holy, 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 holy. All the time. But then we go down to Psalms 150. And this is where I want to dwell on for just a moment. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary." Remember, we're in the earthly building. We're in the place of assembly called the church, the house of God. But when we praise God, we are praising him in his sanctuary. You see, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Oh, listen, he's making intercession for you and for me, constantly through the Holy Spirit. As they see in heaven what we're going through, and constantly. You see what that was going through. You hear what that was happening to that. You take care of him. Take care of God. Constant. Hey, listen, isn't it wonderful to know that we have somebody that's up there representing us, talking and pleading our needs down here? When we call heaven, when we talk to heaven, honey, we're not just beating there with words down here. Remember that old Brownback Stamps Baxter's hymn book of years ago yesterday? "Royal telephone, central's never busy, always on the line. You can hear from heaven almost any time." Oh, I want to tell you, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is living here. Jesus Christ is in heaven. But hey, listen, the connection is not a telephone with wires, but the connection is on our knees, talking to our Heavenly Father with our individual needs, our individual prayers, our prayers for ourselves, our prayers to help us walk the walk of faith, our prayers of our lost loved ones and those around us, the prayers that go up to heaven. And hey, listen, I'm glad he hears our prayers tonight. Whew. Through my life, I've had some wonderful prayers. I've had many prayers answered. You have. All of you have. You've had wonderful prayers answered. But doesn't it feel good when you experience it and you see it happening and that you know there is a God? There is a God that has heard your needs, seen your hurting heart, and sent an answer to your situation. I'm sure as I look across this congregation tonight, I'm sure probably in every one of your life's time, you have been placed in a situation that you did not know which way to turn, what to do. There have been times in my life I've just thrown up my hands and said, "Help, Lord." I did not know which way to turn. I did not know what to do. But do you know one thing? When I was hollering, "Help, Lord," He was listening, and He was sending some action my direction. Don't let worries destroy you. Don't let troubles drown you. Don't let heartaches break you. Get on your knees and take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, listen. As we look at this, it's praise Him. It says, "Praise the Lord in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts." Oh. Brother Melvin, what mighty act has He done in your life? He saved me. That's the greatest act. And if you're saved tonight, that's the most mighty act that has been performed in your life. I'm telling you what, there's been many times that I've got into a situation that I, if it were not for the Lord, I would not be here tonight. Two or three times, I think my guardian angel went up and tried to resign. Close calls. I wasn't no one of those. But I'll tell you what, I've been in some scrapes and I wondered if I was going to make it out alive. And when I got through, I said, "Whoo, the Lord was here with me." You've had instances like that. Maybe not just one of those things. You know, when you was a young person, you know you drove with a speed limit. You know you stopped at the stop sign. You know that you kept all those laws. You know you didn't break a one. You know you're lying. Oh, listen. But it sure is good to know God's always there, regardless of what situation we find ourselves in. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Ladies and gentlemen, there's none other greater than my Lord Jesus Christ. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He's making intercession. He talked to Him today. I said, "Lord, after that great message this morning, you mean I got to get up there? I sure do need some help." Now, I'm going to tell you, God knows how to come to our rescue. You say, "Well, that's a simple thing." Well, you get behind this book, you'll find out this book, and you'll find out the different story, wouldn't you? You got to be in touch with heaven. And when the Holy Spirit moves in on the Word, and then He moves in on the hearts, heaven's rejoicing because God is getting praise. Oh, I love it when the church worships. I love it when we're giving Him honor, when we're giving Him glory, and when we're giving Him praise. And it blesses my heart, but you see, it not only blesses my heart, and hey, listen, when my cup runs over, you get a little bit of it. When your cup runs over, it helps me a little bit. It splashes my way. But listen, what do you think about heaven? God is smiling because His little young'uns are worshiping Him. Oh, listen. It says, "Praise Him with a sign." It's the sound of the trumpet. We need a trumpet around here. Some of you kids need to learn how to blow one of them horns as the school band. I know we got a great boom, 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 boom. And we got maybe have a toot, 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 toot one or two times. We need a trumpet. Listen. It says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Now, let me just go a little bit further with this trumpet sound. Do you know when we're going to really praise him with the sound of the trumpet? It's not when we blow it. We don't blow a trumpet that sounds like this trumpet's going to sound. But you see, when it says, Gabriel, stand up. Tune up. Get ready to blow that trumpet. And Jesus Christ leaves the portals of glory and meets his church and says, come up and meet me here in the air and go home with me. I've got a mansion prepared for you. Honey, that's worth all the worries and things that happen here on earth. My goodness gracious. I mean, we have troubles coming in our life. And we get so frustrated and so upset because troubles come in our life, situations, hard times come. The finances are not there. All these sickness, and oh, I'll tell you what. None of us like to be sick. I don't think anybody glories in sickness. I'm tired of going to a doctor. In fact, I told him I'm not going to go back to that doctor anymore. I'm upset and I'm tired of him. But you see, listen, we're not going to have to worry about all these things. This old fleshly body is going to be dissolved. And we are going to go home to be with him. Hey, listen, he's not coming to the earth at that time. The gospel clearly teaches us, the epistles rather clearly teach us that we are going to meet him in the air. Now, I don't know how high that is, but I want to tell you one thing. I used to have a fear of heights. Let me just be honest, I still have a fear of heights. But, and I think, you know, knowing I was saved, and that preacher would get up and preach about, oh, we're going to be caught up to meet him in there. He's coming down. We're going to meet him. And say, oh, dear Lord, I can't handle it. I think he'll wipe away that fear. Because when he says, come up, we're going up. How quick is it going to happen? Just like that. It's going to happen. It says, in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye. Boy, I'm telling you, that's pretty fast. We don't have a jet airplane that can do that. My word, but I'll tell you what. Hey, listen, Christian, when you think about it, we are somebody. The world looks at us and they frown. Well, those little foolish people, they ought to be out having fun. They ought to be out being entertained to this world. Hey, in the morning they'll get up with a hangover, and we'll get up with a hallelujah. I'd rather have a hallelujah than a hangover. By the way, I've never had a hangover, so I don't know how it feels. Now, some of y'all look like y'all have experienced it. Notice very carefully. Praise him with the psalter and the harp. Well, you know, we've talked about those harps. I've had people say, well, I'm going to get a harp to play. Well, I don't know about those harps, but I do know angels playing with harps. Playing on. Can you imagine heavenly music with those harps going just like that? My. But listen, it says, verse number 4, it says, praise him with a timbrel and dance. Now, that one stuck with me. That one, I got stuck on that one. The timbrel, I understand. The dance. I've been to churches in my past time, years ago. Hey, listen, that's when I was a kid, if they said church, I was there. It didn't care what kind of church it was. But I'm telling you what, I'll never forget. One time I went to a church out in East Atlanta. Oh, that preacher, if I were to call your name, some of your old heads would know it. I mean, he was out there at Washington Street. Oh, shut up, Melvin, you're going to tell who he is. Well, he was on WNEA, if y'all know who, about Decatur, the big gun. He was a household word. I went over to his church one night because I heard him preach, and boy, I loved it. So I set myself down. Nobody spoke to me. I guess they looked at it and said, well, that's a Baptist over there, I can guarantee you right now. And so they got to singing, and boy, I'm telling you what, you're talking about a band. I mean, they'd be just about as good as I was. See, just as bad as good. I mean, they got to carrying it on, jiving. I mean, our band doesn't do that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, this big, lanky old man got up and he started doing the buck dance. They got to shouting. I got up and I got out of there. I'm thinking, Lord, what have I got myself into? I came to worship the Lord, not to see somebody get up and do the country-style buck dance. Oh, dear Lord, what the people will do in the name of God. Praise Him with a dance. Now, I don't know. Brother Alton, I can't wait to get you and me get that. I don't see how you're going to do it. And then if you do it, then maybe I can do it. Brother Senior, I'm going to wait for you first, too. Yeah, and see if you can cut a rug. Oh, that's gold dust, not a rug. Praise Him with a timbrel. Praise Him with a dance. Praise Him with a stringed instruments. Oh, don't our musicians sound good? And the organ. Yeah. It says, praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Boom, boom, boom. See these marching bands and these guys walking around these string things, these hangs around their neck, these big old, and they got a stick, they beat them, they boom, boom. And sometimes they got two of them, they boom, boom, boom. Loud cymbal. Well, they'll get over it, they're going to be in heaven. I don't know how they're going to sound, but I guarantee you they'll sound heavenly, because there's not going to be anything in heaven that's not going to be wonderful. Says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Says, then praise ye the Lord. God wants us to praise Him. I don't know. Some folk might not understand about standing and rejoicing and praising God. Brother Alton Sr., you say something about God and all of a sudden up he comes. And he's a praising God. I'm just glad he hadn't got that walking cane with him. And I get a blessing out of that. You see, he's rejoicing because he's worshiping God in praise. I get a blessing out of that. You see, his blessing flows over to me. And if you get, I mean, his blessing might be flowing over to you. But I tell you what, when we get to heaven, thank God he's not going to have a walking stick. But he sure is going to be praising God. And you see, praise. That's what it's all about tonight. Praise, praise, praise. Praise God. It says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.